It has happened. We have a DFS Army VIP who took down a Millie Maker in PGA last week for the US Open. We're going to break all that down and more. Talk about the Travelers Championship. Talk about Patrick Cantlay. What do we got going on this week up in Connecticut? Here we go, baby, ladies and gentlemen. The Dead by Noon podcast on DFSArmy.com. What up, everybody? It's your boy DFS Up North here with DFSArmy.com's Dead by Noon PGA podcast. And without further ado, guys, a Millie Maker winner. Our boy, Emberin14, took it down last week at the US Open. Like, and honestly, like the most casual Millie Maker win ever, which is wild to me. Didn't want to sweat with anybody in the community, didn't say a word. All of a sudden, our Discord, I get a notification says, hey, yeah, had a good week, took down the Millie. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Guy was sweating it all day Sunday, watching Xander shoot 77 on Sunday. It was just, I'm sure it was a wild ride, but just a great lineup for Emberin14 this week. And honestly, the way he did it is crazy. He was playing $20, $21 lineups in the 20 max and had a 5 free entries into the Millie Maker. He sorted the domination station for the top 5 lineups out of those 20 that he made. And this was one of them. And ended up taking down the freaking Millie. So really impressive stuff, life-changing money happening. And again, this is what I think like the fourth full Millie that we've had a win here at DFS Army in the last, you know, 2-3 years. So really stoked for this guy. Life-changing money. And you know, it seems to happen more often than not over here at DFS Army. We're gonna take a look at his lineup here in a second and get going on the Travelers Champion. This is our Travelers Championship course preview that I have up on dfsarmy.com. It is free for you to look at, and in there you can actually see the full lineup for our boy Emberin. So he started out with Rory, Xander, who was a core play for me last week, Tommy Fleetwood, who had an outstanding 63 on Sunday that really vaulted this lineup to the top, Ricky Fowler, who was a little bit chalky, right? Honestly, these first four plays, pretty chalky. Wyndham Clark, obviously your winner, that is helpful. But, you know, he was in a position here probably where I think it didn't matter with the 1 and 2 there. And then Harris English, guy who I talked about in this actual free article last week, is having some elite U.S. Open history. And I wrote in our cheat sheets for our VIPs last week that I really liked him just based on his history. So that 2% or 2.5% Harris English in the Millie was huge. A top 10 finish. And you guys, because of this, right, we are offering 50% off of a month-long VIP membership, right? So you can use the code PGA Millie. I'll put the link here on YouTube. You can find it in the actual article here as well. But yeah, it is 50% off your first month. So you're talking $35. Get access to everything VIP and access to my cheat sheets. That gets you probably at actually what's the date today? The 21st. That should get you through the Open Championship coming up here in a month. Over in where are we at this year? Royal St. George's, I think. Rory, former winner. So it'll get you through that. But you know, again, huge shout out, really stoked for our guy here. And you know, I mean, I'm stoked when guys win $100. So talk about a Millie is absolutely just like mind blowing. So you know, another legend here, another one for the Wall of Fame. I'm sure maybe Geek will do a podcast with him, kind of talk about it later on. But yeah, just a big shout out to him. And now let's get to the Travelers Championship, because this is an elevated event. We are stacked field this week. Pretty much everybody that played at the US Open is now playing again this week for the most part. Obviously not the LIV guys, even though Brooks Koepka said he would see you guys next week. But yeah, it's we're at the Travelers Championship TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. Typically this, you know, we don't always have the world's best field the week after a major, right? But these new elevated events have got guys playing back to back to back. The tour actually chartered a flight from LACC over here this week. So River Highlands, classic course. Basically what happened is that in the 80s, Pete Dye came in to redo TPC River Highlands, or to build TPC River Highlands, and then Bobby Weed redid it, but basically for the Greater Hartford Open, which was a classic event that we've had on tour for a long time and is now called the Travelers Championship. And this course it plays fairly tough. We've seen it, you know, go mid-teens usually for a winning score, but even though we've seen it play pretty tough, we've seen Jim Furyk shoot a 58 here, which is just wild. A 12 under par. We saw Patrick Cantlay as an amateur shoot 60 here. And it's a course that is gettable if you are dialed in, especially with your irons. Again, located in Carmel, Connecticut, par 70, 68, 52. So very, very short. The course underwent a significant redesign under Pete Dye. His protege, Bobby Weed, conducted further modifications, including the big amphitheater on the 18th green, which, if you guys remember, a couple of years ago, we had Harris English and Kramer Hickok go to like a million playoff holes here in playing in that amphitheater. 15, 17, known as Golden Triangle, real risk reward. It can lead to some pretty significant changes. We've seen bombers do well here, right? Short course, but guys who can get it out there and then be aggressive have done really, really well here. Bubba has some elite history here. You know, I talked in here about the 58, the 60. Golf course dog, Shay. I like when the golf course superintendents put these things out. Shay, 2.5-year-old Labrador Retriever. Smaller green, so really a premium on iron play. If you aren't going to be good with your irons, you got to be good around the greens this week. Lots of rough, lots of sand. Hold water in play on five holes. We're back on bent grass again with the POA overseed, so we should see them get a little bit more bumpy in the afternoon and likely see the course play a little bit tougher in the afternoons. But bluegrass, fescue in the rough, you know, bent grass, tee to green everywhere else. And POA overseed, pretty standard northeast sort of course. I'm really going to pay attention to strokes gained approach as usual this week. I like off the tee as well. You know, finding fairways here is really important, but again, I think this is a course that can be overpowered at time. But yeah, it's all in here. We've got the summer 50, some golfers coming in hot this week. We got, you know, guys like Scheffler, obviously playing really, really well, but guys with great history, which I'm maybe more intrigued by here. Brian Harman, who we saw pop last week in round one, kind of hung on the rest of the weekend at the US Open. Xander, winner here last year. Kevin Streelman's got great history here. Chez Reavie, both those two guys are cheap. And then Patrick Cantlay just finishes in the top 15 every single year here. So, you know, we don't get to see Bubba this week, multiple time winner here. Weather right now, we're looking at a little, you know what? Let's look at it, because I saw somebody say that we're looking at rain. I know we saw barely any wind, but if we go to Cromwell, Connecticut, let's find it on the map. Here's Cromwell. Middleton is probably the closest we can get to a wind finder station. Yeah, we're looking at rain tomorrow, pretty much all day. Just chances of rain on Saturday as well. Maybe some pop-up showers on Friday and rain Sunday. So we have gone without delays for a while, and maybe that's not going to be the case this week. Looking at our research station again, if you ever you know, become a DFS Army VIP, you can sort by like ownership percentage, see who's going to be the highest owned. Right now we're projecting Scotty Scheffler at 19, Patrick Cantlay at 18. I think we see those numbers climb a little depending on the contest, but Russell Henley is going to be popular this week. Fleetwood, Schauffele. I really do like Russell Henley this week, guys. He's a guy that I'm really high on. If we look at my core plays, he's not in there. I've got Morikawa, Fleetwood, English, and Pachipi and Sam Stevens, but I really am high on Russell Henley. He's in my cash core this week. But like, look at this Brian Harman course history. 7,500, 8th, 5th, miscut, 8th, 6th, 35th, miscut, 3rd. Like, absolutely crushing. And what does Brian Harman do well? Well, to be honest, not a ton. You know, the POA putting is obviously a big bonus for him. Let's see. Like I said, POA overseed, which these aren't bent grass, but they're going to play like a Northwest POA. So who's really good on POA? You know, we got guys like Harry Hall, Christian Bezuidenhout, Justin Lauer, Brendan Todd, who I'm pretty high on this week. If his iron play would have been a little bit better, I'd be more intrigued. Christian Bezuidenhout, right? Interesting. Kevin Yu making his return from a meniscus surgery this week after a top 10 at the AT&T Pebble Beach. Excited to see Kevin Yu back teeing it up this week, and he's super cheap at 6,600. A nice little punt. So again, my cheat sheet, right? We've got it all here. But also, we're going to talk about cheat sheet this week. We're going to talk about tiers, okay? Not a lot of you guys play tiers all the time, but I think it is a softer game that you can have some success in, and you can actually have some success MMEing in. So for me, I am a guy who I enjoy playing tiers. I like that they kind of take the questions out of the equation. Sometimes you're really just choosing between three. So, right, you got to make some, my strategy in tiers is that you got to make some hard decisions, right? So like this week, tier one. Okay, if I'm building 20 lineups, which we're going to do here in a second in the domination station, I am playing Scottie Scheffler all 20. Okay, I'm taking that stand. As we go down, it becomes a little bit easier to take a stand, but I think that it's important to take a hard stand here up at the top. But I don't mind taking a stand like down here in tier six. Like, I don't hate just saying, you know what, I'm going to play Sam Bennett this week, or I'm going to play Billy Horschel. So as long as you take a couple of stands there, you have a couple of fades, you're in good shape. So tier one, right? I like Scotty. I like Rory's obviously fine. Rom's fine. But at just some point, like, Scotty's going to break through again. I'm really high on him. Tier two is tricky, right? We look at our projections here. You know, Cantlay and Shoffley are far and away the best projected. And for me, even though like in 4-day, I really like Tommy Fleetwood, I will try to hedge here a little bit just because Fleetwood in tier three, I'd be much more intrigued. In tier four or tier two, not as much, right? So I'm just going to put most of my chips on Cantlay or Shoffley. Tier three, I am actually surprised that Wyndham Clark is still in the field here after his big win. But hey, we'll take it. I like Morikawa here. I like Fowler. I at some point Thomas is going to get back on track. I don't know when that is, probably not now, but he's fine. This tier is really tough for me. Tier four this week, I just don't really like anyone in this tier. So for me, I might get a little bit, we'll see here, but I really, Hideki is probably my favorite play. Maybe I'll have some Hideki, Tom Kim, and Sahith. I'm fading Jason Day, Cam Young, guys like that. Tier five, another toughish tier. I love Harris English. I love Russell Henley. Like I said, he's probably the safe one. If you wanted to just go Russell Henley in this tier and say, you know what, he's going to finish top 25 and that's probably enough. I think that's a intriguing play. And then we talked a little bit about tier six. I have a guy like Horschel I like this week. Our projections don't. So what I'll have to do is when we go to the domination station, I'm going to have to bump up that Horschel projection a little bit. You're going to see ownership numbers here that you don't love, right? Because with 20 lineups, only six spots, you got to make some stands, and you're going to get a guy that you're maybe playing 5-10% in 4-day, right? And you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to have him in 40% of my lineups here, which is, it's a little uncomfortable, but you know, it is what it is. So we go tournament mode. I like two uniques in, and we might switch that up. We'll see what it ends up being. I don't care about FP range. I don't care about forcing in tiers, things like that. You could put a player combination rule in, but for me, right? So I said, I'm going to lock Scotty. You can see in our domination station here that we have the color coding, right? So, or you can just click on the top here. Okay. So tier one, right, is these guys. Tier two. Okay. I am going to say that I want like minimum 40 of Schaff. I'm going to say I want minimum of 40 of Cantlay. And then the rest can be spread between those guys. This tier, tier three, I'm not really going to fade. Am I missing somebody in this tier? Hold on. Cheat sheets. Tier three. One, two, three, four, five. No, sorry. I'm losing my mind here. So tier three, I'm going to say that I want 50% Morikawa, and the rest is just going to filter through. I don't want to, stupid as it is, I don't know how well Clark is going to play this week. I don't know how well he actually suits this course. So I'm going to go a little lower on him. Like I said, I'm not going to play Cameron Young. I'm not going to play Jason Day. I'm actually less intrigued by Sung Jae-im as well. So I do like Hideki. And you can go through and do this just by like likes, loves, changing the projections. You know, you can mess around with it like that. I'm actually going to lower Max Homa's projection a little bit, because I'm not in love with him this week, and I want, like, it's going to give me some maybe, but I don't want a ton. So if I do that, it's going to give me a little bit more. Tier 5, right? We love ourselves some Russie Henley. I want a little bit of Harry English here. 20 on Harry. Not in love with Corey Connors this week, so I'm actually going to uncheck him. And the rest of the guys are fine. At this tier, like I said, it's tricky. It, you know what? Honestly, I'm going to leave this one. Okay. And the reason being is that I am convinced that the Domination Station is smarter than I am. All right. We've seen that play out. We just saw it play out last week with the guy winning $1 million, right? Took the top five projected. And oh no, did I lose it? Forward. Do I have to go forward? I pressed a button on my mouse. No, stay. Okay, I think we're good here. I said six, I'm going to leave. Yep, Connors is still unchecked. Woo! Saved everything for me. All right. Yeah, I think the DS is smarter than I am. So, we are going to crank up the... I'm not going to go as big in tiers as I do in other things, but I'm going to pump the randomization 10% and see what we end up with. All right, so... interesting. Okay, so we got Scotty 100, right? We know we're going to play Scotty at 100, but my second highest owned guy here is CT Pan in tier 6. We can look at tier 6 here and it'll show you kind of what, and honestly, that's not bad. We're going to run this again. I'm going to say I want at least 20% Sam Bennett. All right. We know we're going to get zero Rory in here. It just pushed all those shares to Hovland. That's fine by me. I got one lineup. Yeah, solid, right? Tier 3, solid. Tier 4 did exactly what I wanted it to do. Tier 5, pretty much. Let's just optimize one more time, and it's going to give me, okay, tier 1, let's just go through and make sure we get everything right. Just kept it to those two, that's fine. Morikawa and Ricky and Fitz. I got a much actually tighter player pool when I optimized a second time. Harris English, I got 20. 21 and 5 is Siwoo, that's fine. Lowered CT Pan a little bit for me. But yeah, and like, here's the thing is, like, I can press this. If I just click optimize again, I don't think I'm going to get the exact same. Yep, it's just going to change things for me a little bit. So if you don't love it, you can redo a few times. Just click, you know, click through. See, I'm getting at 20. Yeah, see, I like that spread way better, right? A little bit more on CT Pan here. And yeah, that looks, you know, good for me. So you can download 20 and roll from there. I'm going to save these so I can upload them later. But again, I think tiers is a really fun way to sort of sweat golf. And there'll be times where, like, you know that, hey, I got one of the guys through on tier 6 and none of these other guys made the cut, and I'm going to make some moves this week, right? So it's a little bit simpler way that I don't think it's enough love, because people are so enamored with the, you know, top end contests. So I really like playing tiers. It's a fun way to play golf. And it's a little bit different. So, again, use that code PGA Millie. One more big shout out to my boy, Mrin, right? Look at that. A Millie maker gets in the tournament of champions, all that stuff. So excited for him. Oh, I didn't even have my banner up. I made a banner and said, use code PGA Millie for 50% off. Have a great week, guys. I'm looking forward to this Travelers Championship. Use that code PGA Millie, get 50% off of VIP month. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit me up with a comment who you think is going to win. I love interacting with you guys. You know where to find me, DFS Up North on Twitter, DFS Up North in Discord if you are a DFS Army VIP. Peace, everybody. Have a great week.